In the 1990s, Dutch MMA fighter Bas Rutten perfected a kick more dangerous than a car crash. A kick so hard, it ruptured his opponent's liver. A kick that should only be used in the MMA ring. But for Bas, it was more than just a kick. It was a far cry from being the asthmatic kid with eczema who was constantly bullied. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Retired UFC heavyweight champion Bas Rutten is 205 pounds of terrifying. I've met him and shaken his hand once. I'm 6'2 and 235 pounds, and his hand felt like a bear paw grabbing my little baby doll hand. He has an extremely intimidating presence. But he wasn't always that way. He wasn't born dangerous, certainly. As a kid in the Netherlands, he could barely get out of bed. In the early 1970s, young Bas had chronic eczema, so bad that his skin would crack and bleed and sometimes even ooze pus. It was incredibly painful, and it led to other children teasing him. He also had asthma so bad he couldn't always climb the stairs in his house. He became a target for bullies, who called Bas a leper. Then, at the age of 12, Bas sees the Bruce Lee film Enter the Dragon. He begs his parents to let him learn Taekwondo. Since his asthma has become less severe, they reluctantly do. Luckily, at the same time, his eczema was improving. A few months later, Bas's training pays off when he punches one of his school bullies in the face, breaking the kid's nose, and sending a strong message to other bullies to finally leave him alone. Bas finds a new confidence he's never felt before, but his parents, worried that standing up to bullies could lead to him becoming one, forbid him from further martial arts training, so he has to wait for years to continue. Years later, on his own, as a young adult, he does continue and trains again in Taekwondo, earning a second-degree black belt. Then he earns another second-degree black belt in karate. He also is training in Muay Thai kickboxing, which leads him to the new world of MMA fighting. And on one of his first days of MMA training, he's knocked out by a liver shot, a hit to the side of his torso, below his ribs, right in the liver. As Bas continues to train, he soon realizes there is a more effective liver shot, kicking instead of punching. He makes it his signature move, and it is a deadly move. National Geographic show Fight Science measures Bas's liver shot by having him kick a crash test dummy and documents that it does more damage than a typical car crash. Bas spends the early 90s fighting in Japanese MMA, called Pancras, and dominating it. By 1995, Bas holds the King of Pancras title. He's their ultimate champion. And then in 1996, in the Pancras Championships, Bas defends his title from challenger Jason DeLucia. And he decides he'll give Jason the, quote, most painful knockout there is, a series of 6 liver shots. He hits Jason so hard, the poor man isn't just knocked out, he's hospitalized with a ruptured liver. That'll teach him to complain about getting punched by a real Avenger in the face again. Luckily, the human liver is pretty regenerative, and within a few months of the fight, Jason recovers fully and doesn't sustain permanent damage. Bas fights in MMA competitions for another decade and then retires and moves on to pro wrestling in Japan in 2006. Today, Bas is done with fighting and known for being a genuinely nice, funny guy. When I met him, he didn't punch me in the face, open or closed fist, or kick me in the liver even one single time. It was great. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Boss Rootin', check out bossrootin.com. For this episode, we found Loretta Hunt's Sports Illustrated article on Boss and Boss's commentary on his fight with Jason DeLucia incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feat stars Dan Cummins.